deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. Turning to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend.
This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, bringing in $5 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hi, this is Georgine Trickle, your host here at Hot and Hunterdon. I have a great guest today I'll introduce in just a moment, but I know everyone wants to know about the weather, and I am so happy to report that weather is not snow again. Isn't that great? So it is actually raining right now. In fact, I'm hoping I don't forget my umbrella that's in the hallway of the Hunterdon County Chamber in the rear entrance. When I came in, it was raining so much I grabbed my umbrella, which I almost never do because I always lose them once I take them out of my house or car. They're forever gone. So we're looking at showers all through about 8 p.m. tonight, and we have a temperature of 43, so it's pretty good. I went to bed last night and it was 32, and the forecast said rain. I said, it's kind of warm up overnight. That's odd. And it did. And I'm grateful for that. So we have more rain tomorrow with a high of 44. We're dipping down Tuesday night to 28. So you might need that extra blanket. But Wednesday, we finally see not the sun, but clouds and no rain. We have a high of 40. We're looking at a low Wednesday evening of 33. And then guess what? Surprise, surprise, more showers on Thursday. But we're going to almost get up to 50 degrees. We have a high of 49 and a low of 23 on Thursday. And I don't want to read Friday night's low because it's a single digit number. And my daffodils are peeking up. My crocuses are up. My mums are up. And Friday night, we have a low of 60. But we see the sun again on Friday getting up to about 28. Saturday's beautiful sunny skies, and again, we're at 28. There's a flake on Sunday, and don't say that's me because it's not me, but there is a flake, a chance of snow on Sunday. But we're going to be at 40 degrees and a low of 30 Sunday night. So I don't think that flake is going to mean too much to us. Let's do the rest of our commercials, and we'll be right back in the studio. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And here we are back in the studio, and I'm ready to introduce my guest, and hopefully I have the right mic. He's on mic three. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Paul, if you can introduce yourself and say where you're from and what we're talking about today, and we'll jump right into our topic.
Great. My name is Paul Grisella. I'm director of the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board, which services Hunterdon and Somerset counties. We're in charge of workforce development, education, and grants, probably of near $3 million or so. We are responsible for the strategic oversight and planning for the one-stop career centers, which are in Flemington and Somerville. And we also offer other programs and workshops, all with the idea of getting people who are either unemployed or underemployed better jobs.
So, Paul, I'm going to take you way back to the 70s. A lot of people still remember the PICs and the private investment councils. That really was the springboard for that public-private partnership that mm-hmm. helped with the internships and job training and all of that. And that's still really at the heart of the work that you do now.
Correct.
And it Correct. Is so important. We don't have a lot of opportunities, it seems, for public-private partnerships. And I know everyone wants to know about the economy. You are the person who sees this better than anyone else, what the job forecast is like and how the job candidates are doing. And obviously with some of the great skills and training and ways to explore different pathways for careers, you have a good handle on what that feels like for people.
I try, and so does the team that I work with. As you know, we're right now at record unemployment lows. Both Somerset and Hunterdon for December were, I believe, 2.7 or maybe even a little bit lower. It's lower than the state average, which was also at a record low. So from the report perspective, it looks pretty good. But we know that in talking to the people that we service, and maybe even from people that you know in your own lives, long-term unemployed, often people who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and who still want to work, it still can be difficult to find employment. And we also know that there are a lot of people who are working minimum wage jobs, and they're often working two or three jobs in order to make it a go in the state. And we really are trying to work with all of our partners as well as the community to, you know, look at some of this and try to figure out some more lasting solutions.
What's always impressed me about the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board is the research that you do to the labor market. So you have a great track record of trying to predict what some of the career paths may be where you can find employment.
Right, and I don't mean to be picky, but Workforce Investment Board is a pre-2014 name.
I am dating myself.
I know you are. So everyone loves the WIB, but I am on a personal crusade here to try to retrain people that it's a Workforce Development Board.
Okay, because this says Workforce Investment Board.
That's because that we're redoing that. That's
All
why.
Right. So just so you know, this is my data source here. I don't want people to think I didn't do my homework, but I got off this.
And that what she's referring to, I brought a palm card that we did that I hadn't caught. I was paying so much attention to some other parts of it that the logo on it is incorrect, and we are redoing those so that everything we send out is correct.
So we're the Greater Development Board?
Workforce Development Board. Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board.
Excellent. And you were an editor, too, weren't
Great.
You?
Right. So, like I said, I was paying all this attention to everything else, and I hadn't realized that a team member who had actually designed it had picked up the old logo, even though she had been doing things with that had the correct logo on it. But, one thing I have learned as a 35-year editing career, that despite your best efforts, mistakes do happen.
Well, actually, it's good that it worked out that way because you got more time to talk about the new name.
Exactly, exactly.
And, I don't like to make the same mistakes twice, although I often
I always
do.
Say make a different mistake.
I try, but I keep making the same mistake sometimes, but I'm not going to because I am a perfectionist. So Workforce Development Board
Right.
is what you're doing. And so are you still able to look at the market and try to steer people into areas where you know that there's growth and there will be jobs after
Right. training? If you go into our website, which is the www.thegrdb. I think I did that wrong. www.thegrwdb.org. You will find that there's a one of the tabs has resources, and it says labor market information. And we now are sharing from the state both their monthly labor market reports and also a deeper dive that they provide to us of job listings in our county and then by town, so you can see where the current jobs are, who has posted the most job listings, and they also are dividing it up by skill so that you can see if you're on the market or thinking about what skill you'd like to have, you can see here are the skills that are most popular right now in job listings. And if maybe you have those skills, well, you can direct yourself that way. And if you need to learn the skill or maybe improve the skill, you know where to direct yourself.
And that's a really good point, because there's some people, and I know we're going to talk today about some of the different job training opportunities and online learning, but that's one of the things. You may be in a job and not making a living wage, but you're employed, but with some additional training and skill sets, you may be able to open up other avenues for yourself where you can earn a self-sufficient wage.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You know, and I'm sure you've had guests talk about the whole ALICE population from the United Way reports, but a lot of what we're talking about is directed toward that population.
And that is very, very important, especially in Hunterdon and Somerset County. We have a lot of people who aren't counted, perhaps, in terms of not being documented, and so the labor information isn't maybe reported. Mm-hmm. So to be able to provide opportunities on the information that might be out there for job training and all of those things, it's really exciting. And I just want everyone to know that we do have a link to your website on our Hot and Hunterdon page, and I want to make sure people are able to access that again. So it's on our page. We'll post it again. And that website is www.thegrwdb.org. So you can check that out right here. We'll post that again because it's great information. I was fooling around a little bit with it today, just trying to learn more about the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board and trying to find a little bit about the healthcare industry. I hear about that as a growing market and how the nursing profession is moving. And there's all things, if you don't want to be a nurse, there's things within the healthcare that's moving. And there was an interesting article about healthcare and technology, mm-hmm. and innovation.
And certainly in Hunterdon County, you know, your largest employer is Hunterdon Healthcare System. In fact, I just posted a link on my personal LinkedIn page that has to all of their jobs that they currently have listed. They're one of the businesses that work with our state business representatives both on events and on posting their jobs, so that if you can use the resource. One of the things that I do want listeners to know is that we have a lot of free, all of our resources are free. You have to remember that your tax dollars are paying for these resources and the services that we offer. So if you are in need of employment and services or career training services, you might as well start with us as a first resource, because we can give you a lot of things that you might and connect you to a lot of things that won't cost you anything.
That's a great point. And what's different than the unemployment office or Department of Labor is that to use your services, you don't have to be unemployed.
Correct.
And they are free, as you mentioned. Is there any eligibility criteria?
For our every month, the system runs a series of workshops most of them are in Somerville, but we also do programs in libraries occasionally in both counties, and those are wide open. There's no eligibility. They're just open to adults.
That's amazing.
And the workshops run the gamut. But we also can help you connect. You know, a lot of your area libraries also, if you have a membership to your library, they could also help you as well. And we have those linked to a lot of those resources on our website. If you go to the website and click on resources, and then we have a tab for employers and a tab for job seekers, they'll find a link to a whole host of free resources can help you, and we will help you as well. We can start you with some resume workshops, but there are also other services that are free that we link to that will help you with resumes as well. If you're somebody, say, who, you know, you've been in a job or in the same company for 25 years and you're in your 50s and you lose the position or the position ends, you haven't had to actually interview or write a resume for maybe a couple decades, or you've only worked within that one system. So we offer an opportunity to have interview workshops and resumes so that you can see what's going on now.
That sounds perfect. We're going to have to take a commercial break because we have to pay the bills around here. But we'll be back to talk more to Paul from the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board. Stay with us.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back in the studio, and I am being a camera hog for some reason. I can't get my guest Paul here online, but Paul, thanks for joining me again today, and I want to give a shout-out to one of your staff members who booked us today, Jeannie Cassano,
yep,
who's a good friend and really connected to the nonprofit world. I'm glad that she's back working in Hunterdon and Somerset, so a shout-out to Jean. So we wanted to talk about one particular program when she set up this interview, so I want to make sure I do that, otherwise she won't book you again for me. So the Skill Up Greater Raritan program, which I was really interested to talk about. I love e-learning or online learning. I do not like driving an hour or an hour and a half trying to find a parking spot and just to sit in a class for no other reason than to sit in a classroom. And I'm a consultant. I work from home. And I cannot believe how much I get done just because I'm in an environment that I can mostly control.
Right.
You know, I'm not stressed when I get to work. You know, it's just you're so much more productive. And I think employers in general have been really slow to realize that presence is important and it's great to be collaborative and to have a team around you. But productivity can, you know, really go up much more when we're in an environment that we're comfortable with. And online learning is great. I've taken so many classes because it's so much easier. You just log in. There's usually recording. So tell me a little bit about if we were looking to enhance our skills, you know, what is it about the Skill Up Greater Raritan that would appeal to us?
So Skill Up Greater Raritan is a brand new program that we're just launching this week. It's free to all residents of Hunterdon and Somerset counties. And it's just as you described, you basically log into the program, fill out your registration form, and you'll come to a home page, your own home page, that will load up with four suggested programs that are more customer service skill-based, like how to send an email etiquette, or maybe you've just been hired in the job, how to work in a team environment. But then what you can do and what you're recommended to do is go into the next portal that you'll see there that allows you to explore career pathways. So, and you'll fill it out and it'll kind of direct you to the different classes that you could take in this through this e-learning portal. And once you sign up, you have 180 days to take as many courses as you want. And they're very much a classic model in that you take a pretest on the course. It measures your skill, and then you take the trainings, which are all video trainings that you either can listen to or read as they're going along. Then you take a test at the end to see how much you learn. Each class, depending on the has 4 to 5 segments, or each course has 4 to 5 segments. And when you complete the class, you get a certificate showing that you completed. The courses really range from a whole bunch of different things, including, you know, say you needed to learn Office 365 or some type of Microsoft program or Adobe. Those are all available through this Skillsoft. It's called Skillsoft. The program is called Skill Up Greater Raritan, and there are about 800 or so different courses that you can take that then have 5 to 4 segments. So you're really, we're talking about more than 4,000 courses that you can take throughout your time. And your only limit is your time. But because this is an online tool, it can be done at a desktop. It can be done on a phone. I tried the phone, and maybe because I'm old, I wasn't as comfortable with doing it as I was on my desktop, or as I am on my desktop. But you can do it from anywhere. There are two other languages available for some of the courses besides English. That is, those languages are Spanish and Chinese. And like I said, what I like about it, just what you were talking about, you know, say you got home at, you know, 6 o'clock, or you want to get up super early to log on and take your course. Well, you can do it. You can do it toward your schedule. And as you're going through, this program allows you to be connected to take tests, which may carry an additional price, but we're not involved in that. It just links you to those programs, but you get the preparation for the test taking for the more advanced certifications. The program, depending on what you're doing, also does provide you with some certifications as well. And we're trying to make sure that people are also aware that for some of these programs, if you are someone who prefers a in-person situation where you're learning with a class or with an instructor, there are other opportunities that you can be connected to programs at Raritan Valley Community College and other institutions and programs around our area.
And you know, when you mentioned earlier about the Excel programs and the PDFs, there's constant changes to Excel and the formulas and all things that you can do. So it's, and trying to take those classes online, just, you know, Googling Excel, you know,
right,
classes, you could pay $400, $300 just for the simple, you know, formulas that are changing. So what a great way to learn some skill sets and really update who. No one ever has time to look beyond like the initial toolbar. So it gives you a chance to explore that in an environment where you're not afraid that you're going
right
to wreck your whole, your whole computer.
And you're at your own time. It's really, we see this as a win-win. Our one-stop career center started this as a small pilot back in March of 2019, and they're using it for one of the specific populations that we are required to work through the federal and state dollars that we receive for our training programs and our training grants. Our youth population, out-of-school youth, 16 to 24, and our Workforce New Jersey clients. The board just saw this as an opportunity to, as do what other boards are doing around New Jersey and around the state, expand this to everybody so that it becomes a tool that anyone in our two counties can use. And the other thing that we liked about this is that we know from census information that residents in the two counties, more than high percentage, well more than 93% of the households in our two counties have computer access. So it also aligns with how people live.
And you mentioned the partnership with the library as well. The
right
library also, if you don't have a computer, if you're in that rare percentage in those two counties where you don't have access to the internet, the librarians are amazing in Hunterdon, especially. I haven't been to too many libraries in Somerset lately, but they will help to get you online, and you could do the classes from the library. You can book out the time.
Right, and we also, just so your listeners know, our one-stop centers at 75 Veterans Memorial Drive East in Somerville has a whole bunch of computers that you can. There, it's a public access area, and they're open from 8:30 to 4. Our Somerville Career Training Center at 27 Warren Street in Somerville on the second floor also has a public access area with several computers. And then in Flemington at 6 Gaunt Place, the bottom floor, there are also some public we also have some public access computers in our one-stop as well that we can try to work with someone if they need that access.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize you had all those locations, and it's really important to be able to, you know, have sometimes if you can't work from home or that's not an environment that's conducive to learning, to be disciplined to say, okay, I'm going to access it at this site,
right,
at this time, and get it done. And you really have some amazing programs. I saw that you had the Six Sigma,
mm-hmm,
I think, one of the programs.
So that's one of the ones that you have access to start.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And that's another program that could be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars if you're doing that on your own. So
right,
what a great resource.
Yeah, it's, you know, it kind of gets you on the way. You could still end up putting out some money on your own, but this gets you started.
And I think, I know from when I used to hire individuals, I always looked at volunteer experience, training, the initiative. I think that when you go and take some classes and certifications that aren't required of your current position even, it looks like you embrace the idea of learning. I always try to take at least one class a year, and sometimes they're crazy classes, but it's a lifelong thing, learning.
Correct.
And I think when we're looking to hire people, we want people that embrace that open-mindedness and, you know, always are trying to expand their knowledge base or learn new things. And it's scary, but it's a whole different world. On the break, we were talking about with the resumes, pictures on your resume, you know, do you do that? Do you not do that? What is, you know, what kind of picture do you, you know, obviously you shouldn't have a picture that's not professional.
Correct.
I'm sure there's certain pixels and ways to take a picture that's important. So you were just mentioning that you also go through not just the resume writing, but some of the other things that are important when you're searching for a job, like the LinkedIn account and where to post your resume, or so many applications today are actually online.
Right. And that's one of the things that, you know, that even in the SkillUp program, there are a couple courses that you can take that kind of gets you familiar and comfortable with that. So if this is not a world that you play in regularly, it's a way to become introduced to it. And I think that's, you know, a part of this too. And I also, one of the things I like about this program is I think that if you're someone who's maybe lost a little confidence, this could be a way to kind of quietly build that. And to your point, I think it also shows that if you're willing to take the time, I think an employer, a prospective employer, recognizes that.
Yeah, I don't think you could go wrong with some additional training. And I like what you say about the confidence building, because we all get stuck sometimes. And then we make a resolution that we're going to do some online learning or change our mindset, or, you know, that's it. I've had enough of this job. I can't quit, but I am going to, you know, I'm going to try to open myself to something different. I like with the outcomes where there are, you know, certain certification classes have a test or a certification attached to it. It makes you feel good that you got through something and you passed, and you know, you now are set apart from someone else who didn't go through the class.
The other thing I like about that, and I've taken, you know, you got to do it too. I've been doing some of the classes, and, you know, these are the type of classes that my online classes that my former employer used to ask all that, have us participate in all the time. And what I like about it is that even though I'm someone who's been doing this type of learning, and, you know, I have over 35 years of work experience, it's still, there are still things that the way they ask the questions, they're not tricky, but it makes you think, and it helps you realize that there are levels of learning and of, you know, a specificity that you need to continue working on yourself, and to recognize that there may be something subtle that you need to know about and just be aware of.
I think that's a great point, and it helps with the feedback too. We don't always work in places where we get evaluations or feedback, and so I think something like that, the repetition of that, asking questions, answering questions, how you phrase things, if your skill set is a little bit lower in communication, just being able to focus on that so you can improve it. Sometimes we're unaware.
Right, exactly, and you know, you just, not everyone is – not everyone wants to tell you that either. So it's a kind of a way to, like, you know, start thinking about it.
Although I probably need less people
like
me too.
Me too. I know what you're saying.
That's all right. That's how we do improve, right?
Yep.
Is to get that feedback. And I think that, you know, to have that resource here and to have, as you mentioned, a past employer use that. I know in the marketing material I was reading about this morning, a lot of the Fortune 500 companies use some of these classes and certification. The Six Sigma is
right.
used by, you know, the business industry standard for
right.
project management. So, I mean, it's you're not providing something that's not valuable. The value transfers to the marketplace directly.
Right. And one of the things that we'll be able to do with this program is when you sign up, you sign up. We're not going to see that you signed up. You're just going to, it's wide open in that respect, because we're a very small team, so we're not going to improve every person who signs up. You just start it. But we will get reports, and we're able to run reports on the type of classes that are people are being used, and we'll be able to tell the vendor that we're using, hey, this is really good. If we decide to renew our contract with the vendor, which is a 1-year contract that goes to end of January 2021, we'll be able to keep retooling the program and, you know, using the things that using the programs and classes that our population wants to use because they're finding the value.
And I think that's something that is so critical, because you're also evaluating the use and making sure that the products that you offer are valued by the people who really need them. So
Right. We
definitely appreciate that. And I'm actually impressed that you've taken some of these classes to see what they're like, so you get that user experience.
Right. And 'cause I wanted, you know, I figure if someone's going to call my office and say, what's it like, I can try to, you know, work it with them. We also are working with a variety of partners in the one-stop system, people who are at the Board of Social Services and Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, some of our frontline staff, and even also Employment Services, as well as the One-Stop Center, so that when they're talking to a customer who comes in, they can say, well, maybe you won't be able to be eligible for this particular funding for an individual training account, for example. But you could, here's a new tool that we have that you might be able to use. And even for our Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, you know, some of those people who are clients are people, maybe one of their disabilities is that they can't get out of the house. They're literally too much anxiety to get out of the house. Well, here's something that you can do in your house.
Yeah, and I think that is knowing that there's other resources and you're not as stuck as you think. If
Right.
you know, do have a disability that you don't want to go outside, or you can't, you know, manage that. Even you may be caring for a disabled child or aging relative. There's a whole host
Right.
of reasons where commute. And if you've been on New Jersey roads,
you can just tick it off, right?
Yeah. Not being on the roads is certainly leading to a lot of reasons people don't want that commute. It's so unpredictable. So to look at some of the industries that's changing and how to be an entrepreneur from home, or the innovation that's available from work from home businesses to explore that, I think is so amazing. And the other point I wanted to make about the training from home also is that you have the ability to, if you've failed before taking online classes or even in school, this is a whole different setup. You've gone through as a user to this program. You're setting a time that works best for you when learning. You know, you have the least amount of distractions.
Correct.
And this is a new company, you said, that the
relatively
program just started.
New. Yeah.
So if you end up with user issues, I'm sure you can go to one of those areas where there is computer access. I'm sure there's some type of help functions.
Right. And I didn't mention this, but when you first log on and you get create your plan, it also takes you to a help page that has a whole bunch of tutorials that you can go through to see, you know, click on here, I need help with this, here, I need help with this. So you can get that type of video tutorial help, but they also have a help desk that you can email, and they'll get back to you on it. And then we'll try to act as a resource too, as we can. And if we don't know the answer, we'll go to the people who should.
That's great. And the, you know, sometimes the hardest step is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that counts for the high wire walking. So I'm pretty sure every step's important there.
Yes, good point.
The people that are thinking about this and maybe thinking about online learning, how could I do online learning? It really, once you get signed up and registered and you know how to press that help button, it is very intuitive,
mm-hmm.
I think, the different portals I've been on for online learning. There's really, you know, once you get in and decide that you're going to do this program, and I think you register, I think you'll have no trouble moving forward.
I agree. That's our goal. And, you know, if someone, we are trying to encourage people to feel free to, you know, give us that feedback either by emailing We have several ways that you can email us. There's a contact us page on our website. You can call our numbers anytime during the day, and we will get back to you within 24 hours. Wow. Whether you're a business. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, before I forget, is that we can also work with businesses who maybe there's a local business owner who has a group of their employees that they need a little skilling up, so to speak. Well, we're happy to work with those business owners to see how we can work with you to make sure you have the access for your employees too.
That's a great point. And we were shaking you down for a letter of support for a grant I'm working on for the chamber, and doing some research for them, I realized that soft skill training is something that is identified as a need for employers.
You know, it's amazing. I've been to so many different state meetings since I started this job a year ago. And even before that, when I was a volunteer for the board for several years, I would be at meetings. And, you know, we always hear soft skills. Soft skills are so important. And I was even at a meeting with an owner of a small manufacturing company in the area. And he was talking about he was doing a job interview with someone, and on paper, it was a young man, I believe, in his early 20s, and on paper, the resume matched perfectly with what this employer needed. So as he's interviewing the employer, his cell phone rings. The interviewee's cell phone rings, and he tells the guy, "Excuse me, I have to take this." And so then it happened a second time, and that's when the employer left. So to your point, why you would even think that that's something you should do in an interview, just, I'm sorry, I know I'm old, but it boggles my mind. So obviously, you know, despite our best efforts, the lessons haven't all been learned. So this is why we, you know, this is another reason that we need to keep doing this.
Yes, and I think that we used to, and you keep saying you're old, but you're painting me with that same brush ball, and I want it noted that it's not appreciated. I started out with language from the 70s, and now I'm going to do it again, because we used to call that life skill training.
Yep.
And now it's termed soft skill training, and it's how to interview and how to, you know, send emails that are professional and appropriate, and, you know, your spell check is engaged in the process, and all the things that I think at a certain level of experience, you know, after 20 years in the workplace, perhaps you think everyone has, you know, those skills to know to call in sick. you laugh, but
right. I'm laughing because it's true.
That training is important to say when you're scheduling time off, you need to let your employer know so they don't worry about
right.
you. And so your job isn't open that day, and interacting with customers. I know that you have customer service
yep.
is one of the things here. That our customers is our base for continued revenue and for, you know, us to ensure that we still have our jobs. And yet countless times customer service is no longer the priority it should be. So it's great to see that you have that training back.
Great. Yeah.
Is there any company in like size for if I'm, I have a new program and I'm going to hire 10 or 15 people and they come on and I notice that they really need some soft skills development. Is that open to any employer?
Yes, any employer in the two counties.
That's amazing. And
we'll figure out a way to make it work.
That's fantastic. So I know you have limited staffing there, so it's great that there's so much flexibility. And this Skill Up Greater Raritan program that launched this month, is this a special grant? I know you said it started as a pilot project.
So we have, as we were talking during the break, we are grant funded through federal and state grants. We are using a small portion of that fund, of those grant funds, to fund this project. When you come to our one stop, and you, if you're eligible for an individual train account grant, that will fund a classwork of up to $4,000. So in my mind, which is great, and I love it. We make sure that people who are taking these classes are focused on in-demand careers, and we work with them to try to work with the schools and them to make sure that when they're done with their training that they are hooked into a program. So they're using that money, they're using that training for a job. You know, that's the ideal situation. But as I said, those are about $4,000 per grant. We're spending a little over $11,000 for a year's worth of training, this for a year's worth of the Skill Up program. So, you know, from a, I'm not trying to be crass, but from an ROI perspective, to me, that's a, you know, it's a pretty good number.
That's excellent. But it takes some innovation to think of these different opportunities. So we appreciate your leadership and that of the board and your staff for putting out a resource like that, even though it has a great ROI. It's not always easy to create something new with a new platform and to be able to roll it out. So we're glad we're able to promote it here today. I have to do some commercials, otherwise I won't be able to pay the bills here, and that is frowned upon. But I'll be right back to talk more with Paul for our last 15 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, and we're back. So we won't always think radio time goes so quickly, but we're wrapping up to our last 15 minutes of the program. And Paul, I wanted to give you an opportunity if there's anything else you want to talk to our listeners about today.
That'd be great. Thank you. So one of the things that we have been working on are more outreaches in our communities. Our one-stop career center has been doing some of those with Jan Goodman, who's been doing different programs in different venues, including some libraries and some local YMCA. We are also trying, through the staff of the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board, to find more non-traditional ways and times to introduce our community members to the services within the system. Because, you know, if you are somebody who wants to think about career training, well, you can first start going to the Employment Services at 75 Veterans Memorial Drive in Somerville to meet with one of the counselors who will do an intake with you and try to help direct you to the appropriate resources that you may qualify for or you may not, but it's a way to start that conversation. Another thing that we're doing is a series of community outreaches. We started one in Hillsborough in Somerset County in January, and we're going to be back at the library there the fourth Tuesday of February and of March from, I want to get this right, 4 to 9. Tomorrow, February 11th, in Frenchtown at the library there, Jean Cassano will be there from 3:30 to 7:30, just talking with people, whoever wants to talk with her about the services that we offer. She'll be happy to talk with you, and she'll also try to get information to connect you to the system so you can get connected and involved with some of the services as quickly as possible. Gina's also happy to set up appointments for tomorrow. If you are listening to this before 3 o'clock on Tuesday, February 11th, you can call her number at 908-541-5785 to set up an appointment for tomorrow afternoon at Frenchtown Library, or email her at jcassano@co.somerset.nj.us. She'll be happy to work with you. Also, and if you happen to be a librarian in Hunterdon County or Somerset County, and you would like to see if we could set up something to work in your library, or if you're a nonprofit and you have a bunch of people that you think we might be able to work with or educate about our services, please contact us, and we'll be happy to try to set up something with you. I was just talking with one of the school districts about doing some type of literacy program as well. One of the partners in the system is responsible for ESL and adult learning classes, and they are happy to look for opportunities. So one of the things that we are really trying to do is do a better job of connecting the services that are available in the system with the providers. And we're also, as part of that, also trying to listen to providers and agencies and business people, as well as job seekers, about, you know, what else do you need? We may not be able to do it, but if we don't have that conversation and don't try to identify whether it's a pain point or a point that is where we're missing something, then we've kind of failed in our job. And I don't like failure.
None of us do. And I think that, you know, just being aware of where the gaps are, either employer gap or nonprofit gap for employees or for people that they're serving, you know, the ALIS population,
right.
Sometimes those voices don't get heard. So at least if you're having the conversation, people can share that information. And because you are skilled with the different grant funding, there's always opportunities to find something if there's a market niche or some type of expansion that's needed. So I think it's great that you're doing so much to try to figure out what the real needs are, even the unmet needs.
Correct. That's the goal.
So we could address it as a community. I mean, the unemployment numbers are so low, but we know that number doesn't include the chronically unemployed. And a lot of other people that are looking for work are not always included in that number. So while we love the low unemployment numbers, it doesn't give us an opportunity to rest, because we know that there are people that are, you know, just uncounted that we have to try to find the resources for, and the right resources, and trying something different like Skill Up. I mean, I just love the idea of online learning portals for residents. And I mean, people, you know, the libraries are such a great connection. We had someone from, I think it was the Tewksbury Library. They actually have a program where individuals, particularly seniors or the aging population, around Christmas time, they get all kinds of electronic gifts and gadgets from family members, but then they don't really know how to use them. So they have an intergenerational program where a volunteer can walk them through setting up their iPhone or their iPad. So for people like that, you know, I'd, you know, point them to the Tewksbury Library that anyone in the county can go to and get some help with technology that way. So, I mean, we all know, if I need something electronic, I give it to my 13-year-old niece, and she hands it back to me and says, here you go, because they're just more intuitive to those kind of things. So help is available for those things.
That's
if
great.
People want to try the online learning. So we are just about wrapping up here. I do have on our Hot 100 and Pager events calendar page, and I did post the Frenchtown Library information about Jean's program. And we have a link to your website, which has a ton of information. Even if you're researching or you're a business owner and you want to know about the market, you have so many great links and information on
that.
So we really appreciate that. And I appreciate you actually taking a class and experiencing that so you kind of know what the end user is feeling and experiencing. Not everyone does that 360. So I think it's great. And I just wanted to thank you again for coming on Hot and Hunterdon today. We're happy to get you booked in and talk to you more about this program.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. We'll be happy to come back at any point too to talk about it more.
Fantastic. Well, good luck to you, Paul, as you continue to launch the Skill Up Greater Raritan and all of the other programs and presentations. And don't forget Paul's offer if you are looking for something and you don't see it on their website, to give them a call and a shout out. And we're going to have to wrap up with our commercials. And this week, it is Valentine's Day, and I am wearing red because it's all week, right? Valentine's Day should be every day, even though it's not. But we're going to pretend this week, and so we have that coming on. And I just want to mention to listeners very quickly that on the 17th, it is President's Day. So we will not be broadcasting, but we'll be back here on the 24th, and I have a guest booked for that. So you can find out more about that on our Hot and Hunterdon page. Thanks for staying with us today.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
By actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The jury in the criminal trial against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort resumed today. Manafort is being charged with 18 criminal charges of tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
What goes into writing a good and memorable monologue? Well, Greg Gutfeld is co-host of the TV show on Fox News, The Five. He's also a New York Times best-selling author, and he has a new book out titled The Gutfeld Monologues, Classic Rants from The Five. I had a chance to chat with Gutfeld and asked him what goes into or what's the key to a great monologue.
Well, first you got to find something that interests you and something that would interest other people. So that's step one. Step two is to figure out an angle that hasn't been addressed by everybody else. So if you see some of the same kind of media assumptions on about a story, let's say about tariffs or about the Mueller investigation, you have to find a way to address it in a way that hasn't been said before. And then the third and most important thing is that however you address it has to match the viewers at home's assumptions, although they didn't know it before. So it's like it causes them to go, aha, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Please remember, you